Jesus. Shaboros. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Masepro. Emeso Masepro. Amiaso Masepro. Masepro. Take a mess of Masepro. Thank you, Lord Jesus. SMSepro. Oh, Holy Spirit. SMSepro. Operasis of Masepro. Operasis and Masepro, Masepro, Masipro, Masi, Masipro, Masipro, Masi, Masi, Imisi, Imisi, Imosi, Masio, Masio, Masipro, Maseo Pro, Maseo Pro, Maseo, Imiseo, Masoya, Masia, Masoa, Amasia, Masia, Hamasia, Masepro, Hamasia, Masio, Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. Yeah, holy Messiah, holy Messiah, holy Messiah, holy Messiah. Yeah, Isaiah Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. Oh, Isaiah, Isaiah Messiah. Come see. Come see, saith your Messiah. Come see, saith your Messiah. Come see on this side. Come see on this side. There are things on this side. There are things here. There are things on this side. There are crowns on this side. Crowns on this side. Yeah, there is victory on this side. Even the Lord's side. There is victory on Messiah's side. Even the very sides that were pierced. There are crowns on the pierced side. Come to this side. Come inside. Come over to this side. Holy Messiah, call it. It says, come. Take faith and come to Messiah, come to this side, come to Messiah's side, even the sides of the north, come to Messiah's north side, no, name side, come, Messiah beckons you to come, Messiah even beacon, come by the beaconing, come by this beacon, come for there are crowns here, say the Lord, there are crowns, yea, there are treasures, there are crowns that you yet must take, holy call to crown. Come take these crowns. For there are crowns. Come decapitate spirits and take their crowns. Come possess their gates. Take their crowns. Crowns are up to grab. Crowns are up to grab. Crowns are up to grab. Crowns. Crowns are... Decapitate them. Slay spirits. Fight. 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 I beckon you to come. I beckon you to come. I beckon you to come. Even by your weapons of war. Even weapons of war that I have given. He says, so I have given. And I will yet give for the coming instruments. Come to this side. Come to the pierced side of Messiah. Yea, Isaiah. Even holy Isaiah. Holy Messiah. Messiah, Isaiah. Isaiah. Come see and come. See and come, see and come, for they are yet crowns, 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 crowns. Ade, 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 motiko, moko ade de, I bring crowns, kaka, kwa your de, crowns of joy, kwa your de, mokbe de, I bring crowns of joy, mokwa your de, Ade ayo, the crown of joy. I bring it. Kwa your day. Come take. For there is victory on the Lord's side.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh! Ooh! Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Meresofa, thank you. Shofa, thank you. Yes, Shofa, thank you. Yemesho, Yemeshofa. Shbofenia, Shofa, Oshofa. Shbeni, Shofa. Shbeni, Shofa. 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 Show, 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 show. Shofa. For you see, Jeff, for you see, Jeff, the salvation is not far again. It's not far again. Even the route to sureness of these people, even the people I've given to you, even your people is not far again. It's sure, and it's not far again. It's not far again. Yeah, it's not far. It may look far, but it's not far. Yes, there is a journey, but it's not far. 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 See that it's not far again. It's not far again. It's nearer. It's nearer. It's nearer. It's wise. Swise. Swise. Eyes. Eyes. Eyes to see that it's not far again. It's not far. It's not far again. It's not far again. It's not far again. It's not far. Even the route to sureness, it's not far. For I say, look not upon, even upon the weakness. Look not upon, even the trials of the journey. For it is not far again. It's not far again. For I come to move you. 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 I come to touch you. I touch you. I wear you, even the eyes, to see creatures, even to see creatures that you would kick out. I wear you, even the garment that is upon your father, even my servants, your father, to be a seer. Seer. Anoint you as a seer again. Anoint you as a seer. See creatures. See creatures and evict them. Evict them. Touch down into souls. Divide soul and spirit. Divide soul and spirit. Go into joints and marrows. Yeah, I give you word. I give you word. Even to enter thoughts and intent for remission. For remission. For touchdown. Touchdown into souls. I give you anointing to touch down. Even as I'm laying it upon your father, I lay it upon you also. I lay it upon you also. Touchdown July. Touchdown July. This is touchdown July. This is touchdown July. July. Go into the depths, even where creatures lie. Not there are things that will not be hidden anymore. There are things that will not be hidden anymore. I give you a shofar. Blow, blow. Sound it. Sound it. Sound it. Sound it. Sound it. For there is joy. Even the joy. Even the joy. There's joy lie. Joy lie it. Even strength. I grace you with strength. Even strength to touch down. Zwise. It's wise. Wise. Swise. Eyes. Swise. Eyes. Is wise. Amize. Omizomize. Is wise. Is wise. Even wise. Even the eyes of the wise. The eyes of the wise. For to dissect. Take the word and dissect. Word power. Word power. Word power. Word power. Sia. Sia apostle. Sia apostle. Sia apostoli. Sia apostoli. Even that which is upon, even your father, who is a seer and an apostle. See. See again. See. See. See creatures. See them. They will not escape. See them. Touchdown. Touchdown. And remove. And remove by the sword. It's a sojourn sword. Sojourn sword. Sojourn. Sojourn. Sojourn sword. Sojourn for sojourners. Sojourner sojourn. Jeff sojourner sojourn. Take sword. Take sword. Authority. Even authority. Even to see creatures. To see creatures. To see creatures. to see creatures and evict them.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus, the channels of our spirit, of our souls, are open. The channels of blessing open to you tonight. We believe, we have faith, we have faith, we have faith. We have faith that the most amore eterno see, Lord, you bless us. You know that you have blessed us already. Thank you for this great thick cloud of blessing that is over us. Thank you, Sesamoni Casa Spirit. Emoshiero Caparaso Teperius to Jesus. Yeshua Mana Yeshua. Yeshua Messiah. We worship you. Thank you for this grace. We bless your name for this spirit. Thank you for that which you are shedding upon us, over us. We receive. We receive from you. Mediator of the New Testament, high priest, priest forever, yes. After the order of Melchizedek, we thank you, bless you, hallelujah, amen, amen. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Father, amen. Yeah. We're in the middle of celebration, the midst of celebration. Praise God. What a blessed time. Spiritual ceremony. Clashing with physical ceremony, celebrations, praise God. Hallelujah. I perceive the joy of heaven, the joy of heaven. I perceive it's, you said victory, victory. There is a note of victory, a sound of victory in the heavens, for they are accomplishing something that they have desired for a long time. There are things which are meant to come into the earth, things that are meant to be delivered to the sons of men, which heaven has custodied for a long time. I perceive that they are glad that finally men are able to take delivery of such things. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. We thank God for our heritage, our spiritual heritage. You know, that's the best way to get things is by inheritance. It's not by toiling. When you are toiling, it means something was wrong, something happened. That's why you are toiling. But the right way to get things is by, that's how Jesus got them, as he had by inheritance. By inheritance. As he had by inheritance. By inheritance. By inheritance. I sense a strong hereditary spirit. Spirit of Kamusha Kakapora Susetopora Tavano Pansu Sokomieta Pansu Sore Kayuna Tayat. Ah, Father. Sosomonea. Yeah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, the God and Father who is the blesser. Thank you. Thank you, God. Kafeta pikate fate pania. Kekekapita. Elepata pata 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 pata. Felemekata pata. Efelemeka come to take your party. Party, your party, your pata. It's time to take your pata. It is time to take your pata. For fighter. For many fights have been fought. Many victories have been won. Accumulations, heaping up of victories that has cost even for the heavens, and la pose pretegi for the blesser, even your God, to come to a man, to raise a man who is a big and a tall tree of righteousness. In whom have many branches, and those branches are holding many. So lipo se freteni. So take your part in this great tree. For out of his loins, out of the loins of my servant, out of the loins of my friend Coyote. Coyote, I am birth many. I have birth many, and I'm birthing many that my God is coming to dwell, is coming to abide. For time, it is time. For there is a great opening, a great avenue, a great breakthrough, and victory in the spirit, for loins, things of loins. Keen things, loin things. It's time for even God to begin to touch you through his loins, from his loins, giving you things of his loins, of my loins, through my one precious servant, my one precious friend, Coyote, even to Jeff, who is tied to the loins of my friend. Of my friend Coyote. So be tied to Jeff and partake of your inheritance. Be tied, partake, align and inherit the loins, the blessings of the loins, the blessings of the loins, the God and the Father's loins has been opened for to give his things, for to give himself, for to come to stay, for to touch down and to stay and to rest. It is time. Time for resting. For many workings. Many workings and fights have been won in the spirit. So it's time for to rest.
China! 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 China!
Jesus.
A to kuwa pere kete kipaka te tamase. E ti pekte, a pokte, e pikta, a pokte, e pekta, a kaptu, a kapti, a kapti, a kapten, a kapten, a kapten, a kapten, your captain, your captain, your captain, kapten, e kipoti, ki kipto, kipto, a kapten. Keep on, captain. Captain, your captain. Your captain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's something about Captain George. What's that?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For there is a shift in the atmosphere of the heavens of, towards the earth. There has been a shift. This day has marked a great shift of the posture of the heavens to the earth. For even your captain, the captain of your salvation, is beginning to judge, to bring judgment to all nations, to all nations, to all cities, to all towns of this earth. For lepeti varakose prete ligata, elepepepenta, it is that time where eyes will begin to see even the captain of your salvation, and turnings and wailings and cryings will begin to happen in hearts. For Jesus is lifted high. Jesus. King of kings, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Jesus, I'm bringing rule, changing the rule of the earth, changing the reign of the earth, changing the reign and the dominion of the earth. For I have said, my will, my Father's will be done on earth. For I have walked this earth and I did the Father's will. So nothing can stand the reign of my dominion. Nothing can stand my Father's dominion. For I have been captain. I am captain. I am the captain of captivities. I am the captain that set captives free. And Lopeta, Sofenata, Segeta, for the earth is mine. The earth is mine and the fullness thereof. So be not bothered. Walk in the authority of your captain's salvation. Walk in the confidence. Cast not away your confidence. Because the confidence in you should not be based on the things that you see, but based on more enduring substances which the captain of your salvation is bringing and is touching down on the earth. I am touching down. Captain is coming. Captain Jesus. Captain Savior. Captain Savior. I'm lifted. I've been lifted. I am lifted. Not just in the imaginations, not just in thought, but in man. In man, I have raised man who I can stay, who I am staying in. When men are carrying me, men are walking me on this earth. So Leveni, I am come, and eyes will behold me, and there shall be great wailing and great turning, great repentance, turning of nations, bringing down the dominion, the authority of false false kings. Kings' powers will begin to wane because I am the God. I am the God of all flesh. I have all powers have been given unto me. I am that great king, and I am beginning to walk on it for to bring judgment to the earth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I think the book of, I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 5 was saying that, that spoke about elders being worthy of double honor, right? And especially those who, 1 Timothy 5:17, it said, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Praise God. Thank God for Daddy, and Daddy deserves more. He deserves more honor than what we are able to give. Well, we know he who honors men is God, really. The best men can do. That's why Jesus never accepted it from men, because best men can do is to give you words, which we must. Right, because that's what we have to offer. That's what we give to God. We have to tell God how much we appreciate Him, how much we love Him, how much we value Him, how grateful we are for all that. It's called fruit of our lips. It means something. God has a way of receiving it, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that, I think that also applies, you know, when we lavish our give words, you know, words can water the heart too. In that same place, he said you shouldn't muzzle the ox that treaded out the corn, and a laborer is worthy of his word, of his reward. Praise God. We know only God can reward Daddy for what he has, the service, his service to humanity. I think that's the best way to put it. He has served humanity. He's serving generations that are not born yet. Generations that are not yet born. People who will come later and will begin to hear these words, begin to be blessed by these things. Generations who will be raised and who will be cultured according to the life, the truth that God has brought into the earth through him, through his life and through his ministry. We thank God for that. And the Lord will enjoy him more. We will get more and more from him by God's grace. As we witnessed, he is having a promotion in the spirit. And whenever that is promoted, we are all being promoted. That's just the order. It's the order of, like I was saying before, the kingdom is actually a thing of inheritance. Right? That's really how you actually get the kingdom. Right? When you say flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. Flesh and blood means that you don't have the kin thing. You're not the kind that can inherit the kingdom. But so kingdom flows to its own. And there's a way the kingdom flows. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That thing called inheritance. Inheritance. It spoke about Jesus who, by inheritance, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they by inheritance. Inheritance means that which you carry on the inside. That's the real meaning of inheritance. The inheritance is not the thing which you get. Let's say your father has a plot of land. It's not the plot of land is not really the inheritance. You have the land because you have the inheritance. Right? So this is the heir. So heirs are persons. Heirs are persons who have in them, who have something inherent in them that gives them certain privileges. So that inherent, what is inherent in them, you can't steal it. Hallelujah. Because it's an inheritance. It has to do with who they are and has to do with what they are. Praise God. So there is this principle of blessing being delivered through the principles of inheritance. There are different, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. There are different ways and different ways that God will try to get the blessing to us, like what Jesus wants to deliver to mankind. There are different channels which he uses, and there are different kinds of vehicles of inheritance. Of course, the person whom there's a one person who has inherited all things. That's what the New Testament say, that he, by whom made him the heir of all things. That's verse 1 or 2. The heir, verse 2, he said, "The God who at sundry times in diverse manners spoke on in time past unto the fathers," praise God, "by the prophets." How many of you know we've been blessed? Seriously, you've been blessed tremendously this evening. It's just not because of anything. It's just we're just colliding with a season. There's just something in the atmosphere. There's something. I'm feeling some ways I haven't felt for how many years? This is 26. I'm feeling some ways I haven't felt for about 8 years. Some things I haven't felt, inside me for about 8 years. And I know those kind of feelings. Sorry, just bear with me. Praise God. I just know it's something. When they've planned for you, it has nothing to do with you. It's just something, it's just around. It's just something. Hallelujah. You can't create it. You can't manufacture it. It's just a season. It's a season. Hallelujah. And I know it's not personal. It's not for me. It's something because by God's grace, I've been, you know, even because of my traveling, interacting with people who are blessed, people who are anointed, men of God, people who are graced, amen. Just, you know, this way you can sound spirit, you can check you can feel the emphasis of the spirit or the impression of the spirit in the hearts of people who are joining in the spirit. And I say it's the same thing that is sounding out of everybody. Praise God. Everybody who is seeking the Lord at this level is the same kind of sound, the same kind of urgency, the same kind of impression, the same kind of thing. There's just something. Praise God. And I was in Vienna, right? We saw yesterday in Lagos the kind of visitation that came. Yesterday. Praise God. But in Lagos now will be day before yesterday. What is yesterday here? Praise God. It's just a time. Sometimes heaven, they know how they figure it out. But they figure it out and it's just time for some things to come into the earth. Hallelujah. So this is a time I want to encourage us. You know, if you want to be blessed, you're going to be so blessed in this season. I perceive a lot hanging over us as a company, right, is a time of encounters. I mean, heart encounters. Yeah, I think he was interpreting it. He was speaking about touchdown. Is that same tongue? You know, that tongue first broke here in Canada. Praise God. In January, it first broke here, and then it's for the company, as we saw yesterday by God's grace at the prayer meeting. Touchdown. So that touchdown is something that needs to touch down into the depths of men, allocations of merciful things from Jesus, tangibility, measures of spirit and measures of grace. I see them as inherent things. I say to touch down in. They are talking about there are things that pertain to inheritance, the inheritance of Jesus. Amen. So anytime you see the word inheritance in the New Testament, in the Bible, just know that it's referring to things in Jesus. Those are the only things called inheritance in the New Testament and the Bible. It just means things that are where, things that pattern. There are things that has to do with mine, right? You know, he would say, "We take off mine, those mine things. We take off mine, and he will show them unto you." Praise God! What are mine? It's all things that the Father had. So his inheritance, those things are inherent in the Father. Praise God. And then the Son also was able to inherit those things. Let's see Hebrews chapter 1. Praise God. I'm saying he had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed the heir. The heir means he's the inheritor of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. He upholds all things by the word of his power when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty. Let's go back to verse 2. Thank you, Father. So in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the world. Are you seeing two different things? Or two different, thank you, Jesus. I don't want to say uses, or two different functions of the Son, right? What the Father used the Son for. What the Father, two different functions of the Son. The first is inherent. Is not inherent. The second one is worlds. Praise God. The first one is where? Heir of all things. That's the first. Then the second one is he made the worlds. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. So the Son has these two dimensions to him. When you are relating with the Son is a maker, a definer, a producer of worlds. That's one function of the Son. Then there's another function of the Son, which is more of things that are in the Son. Do you understand that he had appointed the heir of all things? Praise God. So you see walls, two things that God has for man. They are walls and they are things. Walls and they are things. Worlds and the things of the world. The things that are of those of the worlds are things that are inherent in Jesus. Praise God. So Jesus has in him that ability, that power to, he has the power to, let's see verse 3, the brightness of his glory, then the express image of his person, then upholdeth all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down where? On the right hand of the majesty on high. So you see, the purging of sins is done by the things inherent in him. So that's one of the main provisions. So when he says by himself, the reason why he says by himself is because it's using things in him, or it is only through the inheritances or things inherent in Jesus that our sins can be purged. Right? You know, the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. What is blood? Blood is that which flows in the inward stream. What flows? Praise God. It's what they call the blood stream. The blood stream is the inherent flow, praise God. So what is the blood? The blood is the record of inheritances. Praise God. Is the record of what? Is a record. The blood is a record of the things that are inherent to a person. Praise God. Things you have inherently. There are things that are, those things, you didn't get them fully just by yourself. Nobody developed their blood or designed their blood. Have you ever seen a person that builds their blood? You can build your body. That's what you call body building. I don't like these abs. I want more abs. I want something. You can build it. You can design it. Praise God. But there is something that you only get by inheritance. Nobody receives muscle by inheritance. Hallelujah. You don't receive what? How do you get muscle? You have to go and do some things. Praise God. So it's a choice. But your blood, it came from. So the blood is more of an inherent thing. Praise God. Than that. Thank you, Father. So the Jesus, to get Jesus is a package. Jesus is actually a full package of the, when he's coming to you, when he's coming to visit you, it's not, he has things in him that he wants to give. But before he gives those things in him, there are ways that he will minister. He has to use what he calls his word to frame something, to build you, to frame something in you, to design a world, right, around you. Hallelujah. What do you call world? World just means the house of things. Right, there's the place where things are kept, the suitable place for things. That's what a world is. A world is the home of certain things. So that is its world. That's your world. That's your world. Your world is where you can operate easily, where you can flow easily. Your world is the place where you have ease of operation. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, and Hebrews 11 was saying that by faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's see verse 4. which do appear. Then verse 4. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, what did he do? He had this testimony, so that he what? Please go on. Let's go to verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet what speaketh. So let's see verse 4, then we'll go to verse 5. Abel, so two beings here, Abel and then what? Enoch, right? Now Abel, they say God was testifying of his gift. I want to ask you, what are the gifts of Abel? What are the gifts of Abel? God testifying his gifts, of his gifts. All right? So we know that when the Bible is speaking about the gifts of Abel, when they came to him for offering, what God was looking at was two things. First, person, or, right, received. Say, unto Cain and unto his sacrifice, he had no respect. But unto Cain and unto his offering, he had no what? Respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. So Cain and unto his offering. So this offering is a kind of sacrifice which he was giving. Praise God. Cain and his offering, what he offered. Cain and his offering. So if you want to say what was the... So Cain, Abel also had his offering. Abel had his offering. So you want to say what was the gift of Abel? It is Abel and his offering. Those are his gifts. So that those are the two things that he was bringing to God, himself and his offering. Same thing with Cain. So when they say gifts here, praise God. The gifts mainly is his person. So nobody can really give God anything. That was what we learned. That's one of the secrets that David found. That secret is a great revelation that began to rearrange David's concept of following God. He began to learn that it's not really about many, many sacrifices, right? Even when he wanted to sacrifice, he said, I will not give God what? Something that what? I will not give God a thing that costs me nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, and the king said unto Aaron's Nene, but I will surely buy it of thee. Pray, when he was offered something, praise God. But he said he must pay for it. He said, neither will I offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God of that which doth not cost me. So it must cost me, praise God. And that's how, so because when God, when he knows that when God is weighing offering or gifts, God is looking for what came from you. That's the gift that God is collecting. Praise God. Let's go back. Hallelujah. So David was the one, of course, we know, who said that the sacrifices of God really are a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Amen. So it's clear then that if those are the sacrifices of God, it means that's what God was looking at. When God was looking at Abel, he was looking at the thing that he was bringing with his hand, and he was looking at what is, there's something inherent. Do you understand? Are you seeing that principle? What is inside him? Praise God. God testifying of his gifts. So the gift here mainly is what is his, the gift here is his testimony. The testimony is what is on the inside of him. That's why he said he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being what? Dead, yet speaking. So when, if they say he is dead and he speaks, if he is dead and he speaks, of course, where is his speech being generated from? His speech is not being generated from, where is it? it's not being constructed by, it's not by this, his physical house is not generating his speech, right? But his speech is being generated from another place. You can call it another world, right? He has actually moved on to another world. Amen. Thank you, Father. And part of the reason why he transited into another world was is part of this legacy of faith. One of the way they described it later is mentioned men whom the world, or I don't know, or the earth is not, are not worthy of. Do you see that? Whom the earth, can we, what verse is that? Thank you, Jesus. Of whom the world was not worthy. Let's go back again to this man. So why, how do we know that he's not worthy of them? Because of their kind of, you know, the kind of testimony of their life. Let's go to verse 35, thank you. Let's go 34. Quench violence of fire. Okay, there were many things that were said. Okay, let's just go down. Let's go down more. Thank you, Father. 36. They were stoned and all that. Okay, let's see. Verse 37. We can start from here. See, they were stoned and they were sawn asunder. So these, and were tempted, were slain with the sword. So all these men, there are many of them who fell under this category, but we know that it started from Abel. Hallelujah. Writer, who were stoned, who were sawn asunder, who were tempted, who were slain with the sword, and they wandered about in the world in sheepskins and goat skins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Hallelujah. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves. So this, you see this sign of wandering, desert, deserting the world is a sign, is actually a kind of prophetic sign of a certain kind of people. Hallelujah. That of people of whom the world is not worthy. So it's actually a principle that somehow, that happens somehow, that those who the world is not worthy of, the world rejects. The world rejects them, or the world has a way of, that's why you have martyrs. Or a lot of times, people who are martyred are not ordinary people. Not just anyone gets martyred. For you to be martyred, you must be offending something. And the martyr is actually spirits who martyr people, who kill people. It's because of the life. It's something in those men, praise God, that is disturbing some kind of thing in the present. When you are disturbing the way the world wants to behave, when you are disturbing the life of the world, when you are disturbing the norm, that leads to some kind of martyrdom. Am I making some sense to us? It leads to somewhat. And allow it to decide, is when your testimony becomes better than the world, then somehow there will be some kind of way to exit. So exchange of worlds is inevitable. These are some things in the Bible. You see why they speak about testimony. They now say that a testament is actually not in effect until the death of the testator. Do you understand that? So killing people that carry witness is a thing, actually. For so where there is a testament is Hebrews 9 verse 16. Where is a testament is, there must be also be of necessity. It's necessary. It's not optional. So this dying is not optional. If you want the testament or you don't. If you want the testament, you know that testament ends where? In death. Witnessing ends in death. It's a law in the Bible. Remember the two witnesses? They release their witness, and they release all their witnesses until they must be killed. There must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. What does it mean, this death? Death just means passage of walls. Passage of walls. Amen. Am I making some sense to us? Passage of what? So what else? So that if you want to now check it, okay, what is actually the thing? Why is the testament necessitating death? There are different sides you can look at it from. You can look at it from the standpoint of those people whom the testament will help, who will need to read that testament for them to also follow the same path. But you can look at it also from the point of the testator, that death is a reward for the testament or some kind. Praise God. What do I mean by that? Amen. Yeah. Are you guys listening to me? So that means that having a testament, having that a testament, a better testament, or a better testimony is the way. Having developing in a better word testament is the way to get another world. That's the way to get another world. To get another world is because of what? It's by testament. It's the fullness of the testament. And the testament has different phases. There's time where the testament will begin to witness. It will begin to bear all what you call the testimony. The testimony. Praise God. Testimony is when you begin, is when the testament gets to a place of prophecy. Prophecy means when it begins to speak. So you can see the nature of the testament is prophetic. What is actually the meaning of prophecy? Prophecy, one of the way to describe prophecy is prophecy is that which speaks of another world. That's actually the real meaning of prophecy. Hallelujah. What did I say prophecy is? Is that which speaks of another. That which seeks to bring another. That which wants to, right? To bring another. That's the essence of prophecy. So they say the testimony of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12, for the testimony of who of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So you said that the spirit of prophecy or that of the testimony culminating in the book of Revelation in the emergence of a new world. Right? Praise God. That's the story of Revelation. The testament culminating where? In the emergence of a new world. Thank you, Father. Glory to Jesus. Amen. So that, let's go back to Hebrews 11. Let's come back there just to get. So I'm just trying to show some a simple principle I'm seeing by the Spirit. Amen. So you're seeing Abel had this witness, so offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he came. So Cain thought he was persecuting Abel. He didn't know that, what was he doing? That he was giving Abel his answer. You see, the difference between Abel and Cain is that Cain was looking at this world and he saw in this world a destiny, a future, everything he wanted to be. He embraced the world. He took the world. He wanted to use the world for enterprise. He had things he wanted to do with the world. He settled with the present. He accepted the present, praise God. But it's clear that Abel had a different approach to it. Abel was actually a seeker of what? Abel is actually one of those people who had the same Hebrews. These Hebrews spoke about all those things, those attitudes. Them who they confess they seek a country. That's their profession. That's what they say. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them. What? That seeing afar off is a prophetic spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. What's a prophetic spirit? Is a spirit that sees afar off. Or the prophetic spirit is a spirit that sees into another world. Anybody who doesn't see into another world is not a prophet. So it means that being a prophet is not seeing tomorrow. If you can see tomorrow or see next year, but all you still see are the affairs, the occurrences of the present, you're not qualified under New Testament terms to be called a prophet because your sight has not crossed walls. Right? You have not been able to see into another world. So these all died in faith, having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and were pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things, praise God. They that say such things, who have this kind of testimony, they declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, so they were not mindful of where they came from, right? Then, like Cain was. If they had been mindful, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. That is what? And heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them what? A city. Are you seeing that? Thank you, Father. So let's go back to Abel. So you can see that it's clear that what the witness of Abel was to bring. So Cain was actually answering the cry of Abel. Cain was answering the cry of what? Of Abel. So every time God calls you to sacrifice, it's an evaluation. Why? Because whenever you come to the point of sacrifice, there is a possibility of covenant. It's not a guarantee of covenant because they have to check the sacrifice. So there are those, he said, they gather them together, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So there are some who will be able to make covenant by sacrifice because their sacrifice is acceptable. So the place of sacrifice is actually that's God's place of evaluation. Of evaluating what? What does God evaluate at the point of sacrifice? God evaluate in the place of sacrifice is what God looks at, what evaluate what is in men, the what is inherent, because that's the only way to touch what is in. A man can boast and boast, I'm this, I'm that, I'm good, I'm nice, and everything. You understand? After his boasting, you can't really check, is it what he's saying? How can you tell if he's what he's saying? What would you do? Tell him, give him what? An instruction of sacrifice. Can you go and sacrifice? That's how you can tell what is inside the man. So you can see clearly that it was at the point of sacrifice that the rich young ruler turned back and became sorrowful. That everything that Jesus mentioned before wasn't of the nature of sacrifice. There were things that the man was able to do readily by himself. And then Jesus said, let's check you. If you really, because what was he asking for? What will I do that I might what? Inherit. Hallelujah. That I might what? That I might inherit eternal life. Ah, you're asking about inheritance. Okay. Let's just check your pedigree. Because you know, inheritance is progressive. Eternal life is the ultimate inheritance. But nobody will just inherit eternal life. You must have inherited some things first. Some things must have become inherent in you before they give you. Eternal life is the last inheritance, or is the ultimate inheritance. Glory to God. So, and when he was gone forth into the way, they came running in. Okay, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus then asked him, okay, go sell all what that you have and then give them to the poor. Then come and follow me. That is sacrifice. So sacrifice has to do with what you have. Praise God. Say sacrifice. So the place of sacrifice is the place where you cut covenant. Covenant is agreement. Amen. Okay, let me just quickly go back to Hebrews. See, by faith, so Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Amen. This thing I'm saying about sacrifice, do you guys understand what I'm saying? It means that you will... Everything that we are doing in pursuing God is theoretical until you are brought to the place of sacrifice. The place of sacrifice is where you tell men, is where you tell people, is where you differentiate, is where people you can differentiate between people. Actually, you weigh men according to capacity of sacrifice. That's how God actually weighs people. He knows this one is small. Because he can sacrifice small. The other one is a tall fellow in the spirit, because of what is the capacity of what of sacrifice. What does sacrifice indicate? Sacrifice indicates your level of attachment to the present world. Is a measure of how attached you are to what? To the things of the present. Amen. Okay, everybody is just so calm and so praise God. Amen. So, are you okay, guys? All right. I feel like the things I'm saying are bullets, but nothing is. I'm not preaching good. I need to increase my voltage of preaching. But I don't know what better thing can I say than this. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. So what was I saying just now? Isn't that a great insight? It's an insight to me. Amen. What did I say? Say it again. Sacrifice, your capacity of sacrifice measures how attached you are to the present. Because you find out what shows up in the place of sacrifice. Weakness in sacrifice is strength of attachment to things. When your attachment to your things are too strong, You'll be having difficulty in putting them on the altar. Bringing them and letting them go will be difficult. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So, and you know that what fights sacrifice is love. When you love your thing, that was what God was checking. Right? With Abraham, Isaac. Right? What was Isaac going to about to do with sacrifice? That was a place of covenant. In the place of Mountain of Moriah was is the mountain of sacrifice and the mountain of what? Of covenant. So he made covenant with God by sacrifice. Praise God. So, and that what was the eventuality of that covenant is to give him another world. Is something God wanted to bring from another world into the present. God cannot do that. So that will tell you that sacrifices opens portals in the realm of the spirit. Are you saying we are learning things? Are you learning what we are learning? What are we learning, sir? How to touch down? This is the teaching of touchdown. Do you understand that? So it's clear that touchdown cannot happen without sacrifice. I mean the actual touching down. Which is so sacrifices create portals for inheritances, for flow of inheritances. Because the thing with the kind of inheritance we are looking for is not a normal kind of inheritance. Normal inheritance is intra worlds. That's what you call intra world inheritance. It's within a world you can pass inheritance. But there's another kind which is interworld. Something inheritance traveling from one world to another is a more difficult kind of inheritance. Do you understand? So are you understanding the speech of Hebrews chapter? That's the talk of the Spirit, talking about inheritance and walls. That's what Hebrews chapter 1 was talking about. That's the puzzle that Jesus came to solve for man. So we know everything, how to inherit things from our parents. You see, families, they know what to do. They know how to do all the magomago, all the stealing, all the backbiting, everything to do to get natural inheritance. We've mastered everything about inheritance in the natural. But there's that one which is being able to bring inheritance from a different world entirely. It must follow a principle of sacrifice. It means that it's according to a measure. You must prove that you've rejected this world. That is a task, glory to God, that the soul, God must help, must train the soul on how to do this. It's something. So when they want to bless the soul with the things like that, they will do some kind of preparation of the heart. All kinds of things will begin to happen around you to help your heart, is to give you some kind of muscle. What is the muscle? It's so that your heart will not fail. When the Lord begins to mention the things that He is requesting from you, hallelujah, glory to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you begin to mention, and nobody's going to fail. Do you know why nobody's going to fail? It's because God has already been working on your attachment to the present. A lot of the things that the Lord has been doing, seasons of blessing, is to deal with. You don't even know the kind of strength you have, because it has not. You know, it's in the day of battle that you test strength. Until the day of adversity, every man is a warrior. Every man is a killer. Some can just feel like they are just born killers, like in time of the Second World War. A lot of American young boys were just felt like. They were born to kill Hitler. You understand what I'm saying? Very energetic. They were just flying to Europe. But what happened, what they realized was that the guys who started, many of the guys who were in Europe for a long time, the ones they call old soldier. You know, they say old soldier never die. So whenever you see an old soldier, The first thing you should think of is there's a reason why this man is old. Do you understand? So they didn't realize. So when these young, fresh young kids, they would just fly because they watch too much movies, praise God. So they went and they jumped to Europe. They want to go and fight. They found out as they are shipping them, that's how they are shipping their bodies back home. But the old soldiers are what? They are still there. So somehow the old soldiers who have been there are not dying. They are still pushing the war. They are pushing the war, but they bring fresh young people with all the energy, the enthusiasm, everything. And then they're the ones who quickly get killed in battle. Because they rush and they are not of that. They don't know the what they call battle strength. There are many things inside strength of battle. It's more of tact. It's more of tact, wisdom. These are the things that are necessary in sacrificing. Yeah, you don't sacrifice with brutal strength. What made Abraham able to go and offer Isaac? Was he just macho? Oh, I will take him. That's, you see, by the time, if he's macho, a macho man cannot do that kind of sacrifice. The moment God mentioned Isaac, you will see tears, weeping, crying, inability. But for Abraham to make that kind of sacrifice, Abraham was a kind of man. He's somebody who has been trained by faith. Right? So Abraham knows how to, he knows the mathematics of the heart. When the heart is pumping some kind of feeling, he knows what to tell the heart. He knows how to counsel the heart, how to appease the heart, how to calm the heat, temperature of the heart down. He knows he has been doing those things. Do you understand what I mean? For a long time. He has already dealt with feeling of going childless. He has been trained on how to manage it, how to deal with it, how to... Are you getting what I'm saying? Those are instructions. That's what you call strength. Strength is not macho thing. Strength is wisdom. Said a man of wisdom, but increased strength is strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your greatest strength is knowing how to speak to your heart. When it wants to run wild, when it's about to run riot, how to gather it back and then talk to it, calm it down. Yeah, wait, calm down. This is not just calm down. You see this God, consider some things about this God. He's not a wicked man. He's not a wicked being. For him to be saying this thing and that one, calm your temper down. Remember Jesus. Remember Jesus. Remember Paul. Remember this one. Remember that. Remember so-and-so. Remember Reverend K. Remember Mommy Helen. Remember this one. I get what I'm saying. That's wisdom. Can then temper the heart, praise God, and gather the heart. That will now make you. So you see, it's wisdom that makes you offer the impossible. Glory to God. Are you seeing that? And those things, and I'm seeing that happening to us. You see, to begin to happen to you, when the Lord will begin to demand some things from you, not because He is wicked, but because He wants some things to touch down into your soul. When He begins to demand some things that should open the portal of blessing, you will find some strength will just begin to arise inside you. You'll find out some wisdom, some counsels begin to advise you. Yes, you can do it. Right, is for your good. Hallelujah. Is for to bring good. It's for to just partner, align with the high priest, cooperate with the high priest. He's not a novice, he's a professional in this matter. In this offering, we're the one talking about something. We should look on that side. I see not that side. There's something about that side of Jesus. You know, out of that side of Jesus are wisdoms. You know what that side represents? That side is a culmination of all his sufferings. Do you understand that? You know, when they pierced his side, that was when it was a sign of pouring out the things that are in him. All right, that was the offering of the things that are inside of him. So it's not, so you don't release inheritances easily in a palatable manner. To get to that point, it took a lot of things, floggings, beatings, which every whip of Jesus, Jesus will counsel himself. Something will talk to him that these people, you can kill them, you can do. you know how Kim can make you praise God. Amen. As they were dealing with Jesus, all manner of strength and power. Those are the you can call them the fortifications for sacrifice. Right, this strength. You see where Cain was weak, but Jesus was strong. He endured. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the same, both combination of shame and suffering. That's the combo. You understand what I mean? You understand what I mean? If at least he must suffer something like that, suffer one at a time. Either shame or what? But when you mix them, the combination of shame and suffering together, they were dealing, dosing it out to Jesus. Hallelujah. Those were testing his, what were they testing? They were testing his inward capacity for sacrifice. That's what they were testing. And ultimately led him to the cross and everything. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. What was Jesus? Jesus had in him a kind of testament. A kind of testimony. There was something in that blood that was released. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Just like Abel. Praise God. Jesus was doing that for the ultimate inheritance, which is eternal life, which must come from another world. Is an inheritance of another world. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, there are some phrases you see in these Hebrews, using these Hebrews. You see the word inheritance, then walls. And you see another word, excellence. It's another word. That which excelleth. That which excelleth is that which transcends. As he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent a sacrifice that ascends more, that avails more. Praise God. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, he had speaketh. Amen. Verse 5, you see, so by faith, Enoch was translated. You see, Enoch's own, that he should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony. So this is another version. Hallelujah. Amen. Enoch's one is what? Enoch's one is another kind of version. It was translated that he should not see death. And then he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. So this gives you an insight that when they say, except without the death of the testator, it's just that God is not just a being who is taking pleasure in killing people. The essence is not in the death, it's in the translation. So they must give us an example so that we will understand. Enoch, the purpose of Enoch was so that we will understand that what God is really interested in is not death, it's actually translation. But translation is a means of death. Is a means of translation. So it means it's really about translating into another world. Praise God. Said it was not found because, or the essence is for you not to be found. In the present, or in the realm, or in the vicinity of corruption, because God had translated him. For before his translation, what did he have before his translation? He had this testimony that he pleased God. Are you seeing the testimony as the prerequisite for what the translation? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, when I'm saying translation, another word, I'm not saying dying and going to heaven. Don't be afraid. For someone will say, lest you say, I'm not interested in that, Pastor. I'm okay here for now. Amen. I'm not speaking about that. I love the way the Bible describes that world. It doesn't even say world that we are going to. You see, it calls it world to come. It's something that will touch down. Something that will come. It's a world to come. It's a world which we must receive. See, we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherefore, we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence. So you see, this grace for service, acceptably with reverence and godly fear, is what we must do in order to receive this immovable kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is going to bless us.
Amen.
Seriously. But there are codes of the blessing. So everyone, this is a time to learn. It's a time to be instructed more. To be instructed more precisely, more particularly of certain things. There are codes to receive the things that God has that are hanging over us, the things that are obvious over us. There are things, and when I say things to do, I'm talking about heart stuff. And so this is not the time when everyone's heart should just be anyhow, you know. Things should not be happening in your heart that you are not aware of anymore. You know, that non-conscious living, you know, you're just living and just living. That kind of living will not cut it. That we have to begin to live according to instruction. Praise God. And amen. That the Lord will turn our hearts into altars. Because I said altars are portals. There's something about, there's a link between altar and door. That's how they designed the tabernacle. But when we're arriving at an altar, there's a door beside it. So it's altar for entrance. Sacrifice creates portals. It's like that in the outer court. It's like that also in the holy place. The altar of incense is just right beside the door of the second veil into the most holy. So it's the activities of that altar that parts the veil. What is done in the altar? Sacrifice. I know the altar is a place of testimony. It's a place of blood. Some kind of testament. Altar is where they test you. Testament. Test. They test the stuff that you are made of. At different levels. This is the same thing that's happening at different levels. Different levels, from your separation to your sanctification, praise God. Even into the most holy, praise God. There are different levels of sacrifice, different levels of offering, and the Lord will teach us those secret codes. You will know at this point, nobody is going to be without sacrifice. I'm saying to you that the Lord will provide Himself a lamb for sacrifice. The Lord, you will find that you will know all the skill and all that is required in what God needs to collect from us, to bring into us what He needs to deliver. Lord will teach us. I'm seeing an increase of heart activity. It will be a signature of the season. It will actually be a conversation on our tongue. You see, we'll be talking about instructions, heart instructions, guidances of things the Lord is teaching. Okay, that thing before, something I used to ignore, but now the Lord has shed light to it and said, this is actually an area where sacrifice must be made for me. As you are sacrificing, you are giving God space. You are creating, see that space where He will touch down, that place where He will come into our soul, praise God. We are creating that. And portals, doors will be open to us. Glory to God. Even as a collective people, you know that our access in the spirit is tied to how much we are sacrificing. If we all stop sacrificing, you will just see our heavens will be shut. The more we increase our level of sacrifice, you will find out that the heavens over us will be open and we'll have more encounters with the Lord. Praise God. Are you blessed today? Praise Jesus. Glory to God. Shamora Safada Montevato Soya. Paro Stefano. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Amen. Amen. Hope nobody is sorrowful. No one is sorrowful. Amen. Nobody's even smiling at all. I'm wondering, is there something? Is it tiredness? What is it? Is it we are thinking about this sacrifice? Hey, what is it going to be? I know the way you guys think. Ah, God, finally. Amen. Don't worry. It's not by power, nor by might. It's by my spirit. It's by grace. It's all about yielding to the spirit of God. Amen. It's not, you can't even, one thing the Lord was telling me today, he was just telling me that he said this whole thing is about help. I was in my room talking to him about help. Help. He said it's help. It's help. It's all about help. It's all about help. He says spirituality is about help. Everything is about help. Then what the Lord told me, that he said that is the secret of Reverend Kayode Oyegoke. That's what he told me. He said the secret of him is that he knows how to be helped. He solved the puzzle of help. How to be helped by God. So, you know, some men don't know how to be helped by God. We are not fashioned to be helped. The devil has fashioned us against help. Well, we always seek to our own things, our desire. First thing, when they say something to you, the first thing you think about is whether you are able to do it. You look at your resources, look at your things, look at your strength, you understand what I mean? Well, he said that was how he raised his servant, that he conditioned his servant to be and trained him to be sensitive to help. To know how to be helped. And that is one of the main heritage of his generations, that he's going to raise a people who know how to be helped by God. A people. And when they see us, they will know these are a people helped. It's not going to be these are a strong people. These are people. When you check us, you can't find why. You will know why. Why is God merciful? Why is God kind? Why are they able to attain such a thing? But the answer will be what? Help. They found the secret. May that be yours. May you find that secret. I don't care whatever thing is seeming impossible to you, whatever demands the spirit of God is making to you, just know that is the answer there. There is what? There is help. He said, you should come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find what? Grace to help when in time of need. The Lord will help you. Yeah. I say the Lord will help you. Yeah. Do you see how God helped Abraham? Help. Help will come to you. In Jesus' name. Yeah.